Penguin Audio presents The Other Typist by Suzanne Rindell. Read by Gretchen Moll. Chapter 1. They said the typewriter would unsex us. One look at the device itself and you might understand how they, the self-appointed keepers of female virtue and morality, that is, might have reached such a conclusion. Your average typewriter, be it Underwood, Royal, Remington, or Corona, is a stern thing, full of gravity, its boxy angles coming straight to the point, with no trace of curvaceous tomfoolery or feminine whimsy. Add to that the sheer violence of its iron arms thwacking away at the page with unforgiving force. Unforgiving. Yes, forgiving is not the typewriter's duty. I don't suppose I know much about the business of forgiveness either, as my job has so much to do with the other end of it. Confessions, I mean. Not that I extract them. That is for the sergeant to do, or for the lieutenant detective to do. But it is not for me to do. Mine is a silent job. Silent, that is, unless you consider the gunshot clacking of the typewriter that sits before me as I transcribe from a roll of stenotype paper. But even then, I am not the originator of this ruckus, as after all, I am only a woman. A phenomenon the sergeant seems to observe only as we are exiting the interrogation room, when he touches my shoulder gently and says with great and solemn dignity, "I am sorry, Rose, that as a lady you must hear such things." He means the rape, the robbery, whatever it is we have just heard confessed. At our precinct, located in the borough of Manhattan, in what is known as the Lower...